My guest again today, and I'm excited, is Lefty from Legacy Filmmaker, or Left Terrace, wherever you want to call it, Legacy Filmmaker. And I think what's really cool about what you do, before we get to this topic, is you help tell people's stories. I think that a lot of people have stories to tell, hard work and blood, sweat, and tears, how they got to become successful in what they do. And they don't have a platform, a book. No one reads books anymore. I think, even though I'm a publishing company, I want to go to the audio. That's why we do the audio books. But when you talk about a video, that's going to live on forever, as you could see in some of the stuff I still have out in wrestling from 27 years ago. Will a podcast live on? Will a book that someone wrote 27 years ago? I don't think so. But a film will be a lifetime legacy. So the hard topic today we're going to talk about is specifically Tyler Perry and how he's going to not invest another $900 million into his studios for funding. He's decided not to do it. Why has he decided not to do it?
Yeah, from what I gathered, it's the whole Sora craze. OpenAI, you know, we saw last year with ChatGPT, and that was like the biggest hot thing. And now they're kind of at it again with Sora, creating these 60-second AI-generated videos. Now, we're obviously still at the infancy stages. I don't really know why Tyler Perry would be, like, super petrified of not, like, putting the pause on his studio, essentially, to do that. Because even with the 60-second generated image, from all the research that I've done and all the other people that I've reviewed and those who have had the opportunity to use it, within 4 to 10 seconds, there are glitches in those videos. They're not 100% perfect, but I can understand the fear from the videographer side. I don't necessarily think cinematographers are going to be, out of business, at least not for, you know, the next 20 years or so. And quite frankly, even if somebody was to take me out, or AI was to take me out 20, 30 years from now, I mean, I'm going to be pushing 60, 70. So it's like, do I really care to produce massive films when I'm that old? I probably just want to hang out and chill and, you know, enjoy the fortune.
I just don't think AI is going to do it. Let me give an example. This is no knock against foreign films, but Netflix pretty much has foreign films on their platform as choices. And once I see the dub, unless it's a great story, I'm out. Why would we be interested in AI actors and people and stories that are not real people? I don't, even in the futuristic movies that were out there, they never showed AI generated as the ones, because they don't show a personality. They're not able to bring a certain character. What are you going to be fans of a specific AI thing? I think this is a Tyler Perry doing a publicity stunt. I think that he was hurt based on the whole writer's strike, and he wants to set a tone to Hollywood saying, I'm not going to put up with this. I think it has more to do with the writing side than what he said. However, he could be concerned about that, because they went and settled for anybody that has a brand, you can't generate their AI thing. So for example, in Star Wars, where you saw Princess Leia come back after she died, well, then you can just keep letting these actors keep acting and throw them in films with nobodies or AI generated people. And the strike was able to stop that, right? So now the next phase is, we can just create content and storylines and entertain people without real actors.
Yeah,
I don't see that happening. I don't think people are going to let that gel, because here's the thing. If you watched iRobot, you watched other technology, a robot was never able to take on a personality of a human being.
Yeah.
So I would like to dive deeper. What do you think in diving deeper? Do you think the fact is that, you know, that he's really concerned about Sora's or a publicity stunt? Because everyone wants to get publicity if they don't not been getting their fame out there.
Honestly,
Elon's the biggest person to do that.
Honestly, I think it's a bit of both. I think it's a bit of a publicity stunt, and it's a bit of, you know, actual fear. But, you know, no matter what AI, like, regardless of what AI softwares and tools and whatever come out, there has to be regulations, because I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to put millions and millions of people out of work all over the world. I mean,
that's the plan. That's what's going to end up having sense. 50 to 60% of people are going to be out of the workforce, Lefty, in the next five years.
Economically, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't
make
sense.
But it goes back to, if you don't, and it's going to happen in the United States for sure, I think Canada will put certain restrictions. I think Europe will put certain restrictions, but the United States will not be able to. And it's a big machine, and they'll put them at home on welfare, or specifically it's another phase. So we talked about the horse and buggy. We don't need a driver for the horse and buggy. We don't need a horse anymore. A car can. It's technology. How can now, like, let's talk about the machinists. How all these people that were on assembly line were replaced by machines. Then they had to find an operator for machines.
Yeah,
it's going to go back to education. You're going to have to educate people to learn AI. You're going to have better scientific backgrounds in schools. And people are going to have to become more creators and not assembly line workers. Then they can get that analytical creative end, and then you look at the people who are, for at least the next 10 years, that can do something with their hands, they're going to be the most employable for the rich. So this is how I look at things. In 10 years, when they're robots, then you're going to need someone to operate those robots, but there's going to be a lot of people out of work. So if people are sitting idle and not trying to become more technologically savvy, not embracing technology, they will fall, just like the steel mills fell in Pittsburgh, just like other places that were deprived. I don't think regulations are going to stop this, man.
Like, I think where the biggest benefit is for it is probably generating models in seconds. Because if you think about it, think of all the time that it takes for the motion capture artist to generate that figure or that model before they put on the suit to do all the animation and the acting. Like, at the end of the day, it's not going to be perfect. Like, you really can't take away a film like Avatar, like the hours spent on creating those characters to just being like, create a 9-foot tall blue.
No, I'd say now figure. In 5 to 10 years, the jobs are going to be eliminated first, or middle management positions. The ones that you could come in with the operations side, where they not worked really hard, and then new companies are going to come with not. I don't think this is this would dive deeper into Tyler Perry and reach out to Tyler Perry's publicist and have someone who's a spokesperson for Tyler Perry and say, what does this really mean? Something I might go on to Media Giant Marketing podcast later today when I'm going to be talking about Frank Fiore's book launch for Cyberkill. The book, and then also he's relaunching it again. And then we're going to talk about movie, but we're going to provide AI tips for so many people. Only 40 or 50% of the United States has still even used AI yet, which is really a shame, because people are not going to embrace the technology. It's much more difficult too. It's really a haves and have nots process.
Yeah.
So I would really want to go deeper into this article and say, if you're really thinking AI generated is going to be exciting for people to watch, no, they like the personalities of these celebrities. They like to hang out with these celebrities. I think it's a backdoor call. When I've told you, I've seen in the backdoor algorithm that now AI is not writing like robots. So I'm going to show you this after our interview. I'm going to show you firsthand how it can write any plan, any program, anything, and you cannot detect it's AI. And I think he's more concerned about the writing's going to be screwed first, but I had to dive deeper to see if he was misquoted. One of the reasons was Sora. He doesn't like the fact that it's going to put a lot of videographers out of work and different things like that. That's definitely going to happen. For example, my agency uses AI and then uses a writer to perfect it. It decreases the time and money of employing certain people that took a lot of time and effort and weren't as creative as AI. Now, I will always use a writer in editing. Neil Patel talks about this, but go ahead, Lefty, last point.
Like, I mean, I think it's going to be, like I said, the death of the videographer. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you can't have certain images, we resort to stock footage. Right. We go to places like Artlist. We go to places like and Vado Elements or whatever other stock footage, Shutterstock and all that jazz. I feel like it's just going to be the death of that, because when you can, when OpenAI can give you anything that you want for, let's say, $20-$30 a month, why am I going to go pay Artlist?
I think OpenAI is so difficult with the images. I was so excited. I said, cool, I don't have to deal with it. They're horrible. It's horrible. It's not there at all.
Yeah, I think, they're still in the infancy.
Oh, but see, how much were we going to let the infancy to do it? To really become a monopoly where only there's going to be an oligarchy of the only rich and then the poor? And that's where I'm a fan of Andrew Tate. And I don't care if people think, why do you like Andrew Tate? But Andrew Tate says the Matrix. You're going to have to bust your ass and work harder than you ever worked before as an entrepreneur to survive in the next 5 years. If you are right. Part of that infancy stage of this new technology boom and you embrace it, in 5 years, you will survive. The rest are not, and they're going to be replaced. That's honestly the truth. Yeah. This is because, but you're right. There could be regulations. I've spotted this. Removing Altman from the board was a reason, because he wanted to just completely take over and allow AI to do its thing. Gemini is not allowing it to do it. So if you go to Gemini for Developers, which again, the Frank Fiore book launch on March 5th I will demonstrate all three platforms and answer any questions regarding AI. You'll see it's dangerous. You ask it to build an atomic bomb, it will do that. It will do anything for you. When you're working with Gemini, Gemini is very good at saying no, thank you. But if you go to the one that's still being tested, so if somebody develops an AI that they decide, I'm not going to care if it's racist, I'm not going to care if it's misogynistic, I'm going to allow it to learn every algorithm possible and do anything from hacking to everything and have no ethical knowledge, it's going to be very dangerous, because AI is going to be smarter than we are at one point in time. But I agree with you. This is too early to not invest $900 million unless he doesn't want to say the writer's strike, because he doesn't want to lose money. This is my last conspiracy theory, and I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to read some of these articles on my Media Giant Marketing podcast, as we're going to piggyback off this topic, Lefty. The thing I look at is, when you talk about it, maybe if he spoke out saying, I'm really concerned about OpenAI's newest program, how the writing cannot be stopped, and that yet people can utilize and bring in AI writers and say that this was original and you can't tell if it was original or not original. He spotted that. That's when he said, I'm out for the $900 million. And he's using this as an excuse to get people, because if he said, oh my God, the writer's strike was a worthless, it didn't work, he's losing money, because he's back producing content again. And he tells, oh, by the way, the writer's strike didn't work, there's still ways to work around that. Now AI writing is starting to be undetectable. You can't tell it's written by AI. And then if you go in through it through a machine, or you have a writer go and work with it. So let's say I'm going to write a screenplay on this movie. I came up with this fantastic idea. It took me 5 minutes to write. I hire a writer to edit it, do the whole thing, an editor, which is like $900. You have a freaking screenplay for $900 that could be the next motion picture. He knows this.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I want to dive deeper into this topic. I don't think it's just Sora, but I'm looking forward to diving deeper on the Media Giant Marketing podcast. But I appreciate Lefty. Legacy, if people want to create a, go ahead, last point, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, because, you know, my good friend, he's a teacher, and I asked him this question. I said, well, with the whole like ChatGPT AI stuff, how can you really tell if everyone's going to be handing in like AI papers, right? And AI answers. And I honestly thought I was going to stump him on this. And he turns to me and he goes, well, if I have like a C student or a D student the entire semester, and then all of a sudden he hands me in this perfectly polished paper, I'm going to automatically know he didn't write that. And that's the same thing that's also going to be happening in the social media world, as there are students in school, there's also dummies on social media. So if you have, let's say, quote unquote, and I don't exactly mean that you're a dummy, I'm using it very general, but if there is a dummy on social media that doesn't know how to write, doesn't know how to express himself or herself, and then all of a sudden they come out with these perfectly beautifully polished posts, we're going to know that you didn't write that.
Then so, I don't really care. So I would say to you, that doesn't matter. So this is where you are as a writer.
I think it does.
You and I would disagree. That's something different than school. You didn't have the time to hire a writer. You just posted it, but you learned the long form content and social media is going to get so many likes. And you didn't write it. It really doesn't matter. I would say social media, yeah, that doesn't matter. But I agree with you if it involves school. But I don't think anyone's going to matter about writing anymore. It's going to be, we're going to have to stop this bullshit of creating these people that are writers or different things. And we're going to create leaders, and you're going to learn to become a leader and have all these skill sets. And we could go back to the days of where everyone had a small business and the corporations die. That could potentially happen in this process where you'll have everyone, hey, I do this skill, or I'm this skill and this skill, and this is what I do and all this stuff. If I was an investor, if I would look at buying businesses right now, service-based businesses are the best businesses to buy. Why? Because you can't hire AI to do it. And that's the big thing. And service-based, and we're talking working with your hands, we're talking healthcare, we're talking specific things, we're talking about certain products and services. But marketing, if you're in the marketing industry, you better be working your ass off 24/7 to keep it going. Best place people can find info on you, Lefty, where can they go?
Yeah, youtube.com/yourlegacyfilmmaker. That's where you can find all my weekly videos. I post Wednesdays and the odd Fridays. All my tips, all my knowledge, everything, strategies. I post it all so you guys can be updated on how you can implement certain things in your business, how you can implement certain storytelling tactics in your business. And I am currently putting together a 4-week pre-production masterclass where everybody can sign up, join in, and I can help you polish and redefine that story, help you get investors, help you obtain sponsorships, etc., etc.
All right. All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.